What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
After something happens that you don't like. So a bad play, in this case for D, he had an early fumble. And for him to go back and not blink and to be competitive and utilize his technique and fundamentals, I was very happy with. That's not an easy thing to do, but what I'm always looking for are those guys to see how they respond to adversity, because it's not if but when. So it was good for him to get that opportunity and take advantage of it.
All right, a little bit of Mike McDaniel after a week up in Detroit, couple of practices and a preseason game. Boy, there's a lot to it. And I would just say on behalf of our fan base and everybody that might have watched or listened to the game, 22 penalties, 3 penalties picked up. And then the new IHOC system, how's that working, NFL? How's that new IHOC system, better known as the virtual measurements that everybody's dying to see? And like, oh, yeah, we want to get rid. Why do we have to get rid of the old system? Now it's still there. Put the damn officials out there. Little bit overweight guys, take them out. It's in high school. It's in college. Take it out on the field. Mark it down. We wait. The guy puts his hand down there. They mark it. They do a close up. Oh, we made it. You missed it by an inch. And so now we got this new system. By the way, when it finally comes up, it looks kind of cool. Hell, I took a second to take a picture of the second one because I hadn't seen it. But it took like forever. Like, okay, NFL, I know technology is a wonderful thing. I know technology is a wonderful thing. But, man, that took a while. As I say good morning to you on Monday, and I'm already whining about the first down marks. Anyway, we say good morning to everybody, man. A lot of stuff to get to here. As hope you had a great weekend. And I know I got back late Saturday night. Glad to catch that last plane out. Did an outstanding job by a couple of people. The game went, actually it caught up a little bit because it felt like a 4-hour football game with, you know, this is what happens. You got a lot of guys from 60 to 90 on the roster, they're playing, and, you know, a lot of penalties that shouldn't happen, that rules have been in since they were little, you know, little guys just starting off playing tackle football, and, you know, the rules have been the same forever, so it wasn't like there were a bunch of new rules, and there was just a lot of penalties. Some guys, I'm guessing, got a little tired. They played a lot, and it so got a little ugly, but so now, and this is just my world, and I want to get my world out of the way this morning. So we're going, oh, this is going to be a tough one. And I got to tell you, the ladies working with us, Brooke and Grace, bust their butt, along with the people at the top, to get our bus out. See, we weren't on the team plane. It was packed, and we'd already come. We were up and back on our own. So I've never seen a bus driver drive like that. I gave her a big hug. I didn't go too far on the hug, everybody, but I gave her a big hug. And we all, as we were getting off the bus, said that was the greatest job ever. We had a police escort, and we opened up the freeway, man, to get there. And it was just outstanding. Then we got a little delay. You have your little delays at the airport, which gave you a combination. So I actually had a time to catch a beer before I even jumped on the plane. So good trip. And we got one more to go. Jacksonville at home. This is it. One joint practice this week and a third and last preseason game. And then it's try to figure out what you have and you don't have and where you're strong in this team. And this is my eyeballs. I'm not doing the Pro Football Focus, and I saw everybody had the grades out. I know our writers like that, and that's a big thing. And then a lot of us as fans, we work off that. And I try not to, because it's not going to be perfect football. And you look for splash plays guys are making, and you look for things they're doing, or if you see guys, same guys struggling, and all those things. So I don't know. Listen, man, you're going to have that in preseason. You just are. It's going to be both ways, and I just don't read into it a lot. But we got some positions that are really strong that you feel good, and you go, okay, that's good enough to win. And you have positions that you're going, okay. So I got to start with this because we beat it up. And now sometimes we beat it up just because everybody else, it's a cool thing to do. The offensive line pass protection was so much better in that game than I thought. I thought both our quarterbacks were going to have to, Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers, going to have to get rid of the ball in like the first 2 seconds, like get it and get it out. And they actually had a lot of time to throw against their twos and threes and our twos and threes. So it actually helped Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers to have much better numbers and at least have some opportunities. And we'll get into their stuff. There's plenty to talk about with Zach and Quinn and the numbers and everything for them. And we'll talk about some things I liked and I didn't like. And the coach talking about bounce back, and after a guy has a bad play, do you let it affect you the rest of the game, or do you bounce back from it and have a hell of a game? And that's what Eskridge did, end up having a really good game. Is we're trying to figure out who the fifth receiver is going to be on this team and all those type of things. So the offensive line, I don't know which guys they like. I got a pretty good idea, like Larry Borum's going to be there, the right tackle. I think he's gotten better, but the rest of them, there's some guys inside. Everybody tells me it played pretty well, but I know as we talk on the outside, like, oh, they still need to upgrade the offensive line. It's not enough, okay, I don't know, and I'm not even going to try to tell you. I know for sure off grades and who's playing well, I see Butch Berry, and I try not to bother him, and you know, those are his guys, and he's gonna like from 1 to 15 on that group, because that's the way coaches are, and they play hard for you whether they have good plays or bad plays. So I'm dying to see. I'm gonna be with you when the final cuts are made and see if they add anything, or they go, no, this group's gotten better. We got some rookie free agents. We got some guys that have really started to pick it up, and the lights have gone off, and they're playing better, playing with more confidence, and they got a lot of work. Listen, the young guys, Keon Smith played every play. I looked up, 71 played to start right to the finish, man. You're like, damn, okay. So those guys, they got a lot of work. And which means a lot of experience and a couple of practices and then in the games. And so there are a lot of guys got to play a lot. There are some good battles going on. And then there's a cornerback position. I was really pumped because I thought Ethan Bonner was coming on and was moving. Not everybody agrees with me, but again, we all watch things differently. And we listen, and I thought Ethan Bonner was kind of moving into the number two spot with Storm Duck as your top two guys. Would have been a hell of a story, two rookie free agents starting. Good or bad, I mean, we'll find out how they play, but Ethan Bonner pulls a hamstring. You're like, and listen, part of this thing, this evaluation that you have to do, it's a combination of health, production, consistency, and that position has just not had it. Health, production, consistency, it doesn't have it. And your eyeballs can tell you when you watch. It's not like, well, you're not, I don't know what you're watching. No, I know what I'm watching. And I know, look, at everybody can draw back and play zone and then reaction off the zone and, you know, is part of this thing. But at some point, some guys, you got to play man-to-man. Got to play man-to-man. You know, they do one-on-one drills. We play bump and run. Everybody has them. We get to see them. And it's a real difficult situation. a big disadvantage for cornerbacks in one-on-one situations. Really, really. And I have, as I've gotten older, more appreciation for how good Sam Madison and Patrick Surtain were watching those through the years and bump and run. Jam the crap out. I started to say the S word. Jam, and I realize I'm on the radio and I got to get back to crap. They jam you and then knock you out of your route, and they won a lot. They won a lot, and I'm going back years, but they were really fun to watch how good they were. And our guys went up there. Now, listen, I said this. That might be the best group of skilled position players in the NFL. Now, you know, I think they're 1-2 running back position off production last year. It's kind of hard to argue with that one right there at the top. They got one of the best pass receiving tight ends. They got two wide receivers that just chewed us up. Now, they didn't play in the last game, so we don't know how that would have gone for people going, well, I didn't get to see that. But in the practices, they ran by safeties and corners and combos, and they put on a show. And Goff was fantastic. Goff was just a great story. He's throwing it well. So they got across the board, they're damn good. They're good. St. Brown probably gets the MVP award for the two practices. Not that there is one, but if there was a guy that was just by himself out there, probably everybody would agree. He and everybody got to see the highlights. They put the highlights from coast to coast. So everybody's commenting and, you know, killing our team and killing the Dolphins on what they're doing and not doing. But overall, it's good work, man. And I give Mike New. You're playing a 15-2 team. It's one of the more physical teams in football, and I want to practice twice against them, and I want our young guys to play against their young guys and get used to it. We got to start doing that. Probably haven't done enough of it in the past. We got soft. Part of that I can change by what I do and how I set this thing up, and I give Mike a lot of credit for that, you listen, you self-evaluate, you talk to your staff, and you get out there. You got your butt kicked pretty good the first day, and then you bounce back, and it got better. And then your guys against their guys looked pretty darn even. It made a lot of good things. A lot of good things happened for young guys. Now, I know what's all going to mean when it all starts, when there's a game plan for everything, and guys that haven't played, and we're counting on 3, 4, 5 guys to be back for the opener that we might not see. We might not see the rest of the time, so you almost forget about them. So, as you probably know, Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle pretty much, Waddle got in there a little bit in the practices, but they're pretty much, while their two guys were shining on the outside, our guys were a little more concerned with making sure they're healthy for this week and the following week and going into the season when we were matching them up and really putting some stress on their cornerbacks with our two top guys. So we didn't get to see that, and their guys put on a show. Their two guys put on a show, which was impressive. We got a lot of stuff to get to. The Scottie Scheffler, by the way, Woody, I don't know if you had a chance to see old Scottie Scheffler, but Scottie Scheffler from 4 strokes back was on the run, and it comes all the way back. That chip in, if you haven't seen it, it's hard to imagine anything better in any sport when you look at the highlight. And you do it at the end of the tournament. You chip in from 82 feet back, and you roll it with all that break and drop it in to take the lead in that. I think it was a 2-stroke lead at that point, and to go on and win another tournament from 4 back. Just one of those moments, how you play at the end when you're not looking. I mean, you're thinking there could be a bogey coming, and he chips in for birdie from way back with unbelievable break and speed on that ball rolling down. Just incredible. We don't talk a lot about individual highlights, but that one, you know, and when the world of LeBron and Patrick Mahomes and the rest of them who you know, realize are watching around on a Sunday afternoon, seeing a lot of money now. Now we're getting into big boy money in this tournament. Like next week, the winner wins $10 million for the last one. It's down to the last 30 players. They've been knocking players out. If you don't qualify in the top 30, you're sending you home and get ready. And Scottie Scheffler, wins again and been a hell of a story and is really good for golf in general. Just unbelievable. I see Messi back and had a goal and an unbelievable assist to set up a teammate against the LA Galaxy in a 3-1 win. So we have that. We got a whole bunch of Canes news on who's looking good as this thing's now. What, less than 2 weeks, Woody, until that Sunday game? Well, 2 weeks from yesterday, actually. Notre Dame will be in town. I cannot wait for that game. But I do have a whole bunch of stuff to get you caught up on from the scrimmage and talking to some coaches last night and some stuff that we're going to talk to you about a little bit on who looked good and what's coming along there. So we'll have all that for you as well. Marlins get a comeback win. Man, I had the game on. You're going, oh, no, they're down 3-1. This is not looking good. Come back, tie it up, and get themselves a win. On a rough road trip, 3-8 road trip for them. Back in town tonight with St. Louis. Man, Woody, we got a lot of stuff, man. You can't even get to all the stuff, and we'll have a lot more to get to. Zach Wilson, Quinn Ewers, and a couple of rookies pushing. One rookie pushing for more playing time. Have the coaches seen enough going into this week? And all of a sudden, could there be some jobs open for some rookies to get more playing time than when this thing first started? We'll get into all that stuff coming up here on the show this morning. Hey, by the way, great to have you with us. We do have a lot of stuff, and of course, we're all pumped up here to be on FM. Woody, the FM thing, man, everybody's going, hey, I have more people. Hey, heard you up there, man. Up in Palm Beach, I heard you. Heard you in Palm Beach, man, that's awesome. So thanks for joining us, whether it's on AM or FM. It's great. 104.3 QAM. Great to have you with us if you're up there this morning. A lot of stuff to get to if you're just joining us for the first time and you think we suck. Hang in there. We'll try to get better. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Hey, I don't care where you live. I don't care if you're Key West up to Jupiter. It happens to every guy. Doesn't matter what you make. Doesn't matter what color you are. It's going to happen sooner or later to every man out there like it hit me, and that's ED and low T. And if you're going through it right now, whether you're in your 40s, happens to guys. We got guys in their late 30s coming in to Atlantic Men's Clinic, but low T and ED will happen to every guy out there. The question is, what are you going to do when it does happen and it becomes an issue with your energy level? You feel like you're in a funk. Some guys even say they feel like they're depressed. You start to feel like, man, just don't feel like myself. Hey, man, it's normal. Don't get weird about it. Don't get concerned. You go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and you get rid of it. Sex drive gone. That's was a hit and miss there for a couple years, and now it's just a miss, and you can't figure it out, and you're tired of just taking that little blue pill that gives you a headache. Well, if you're going through all this stuff, Atlantic Men's Clinic, I'm telling you, 14 months ago, got on the program, going through all that stuff that I just talked about. That was me. Got the T, the PSA test done. Met with their professionals, put me on a program. I signed off, and we are off and running. I got to tell you, man, I feel great. Just more energy to work out, which means I'm not gaining weight. Keep my weight down to where I want it. On top of that, my sex drive is back. I don't know how you feel as you get older, man. And you got to make the decision. If you're fine with the way things are right now, great. But if you want to make some changes and feel like you used to, they have 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including a brand new location in Hollywood. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. Put you on a program that's for you, not me, not Woody, but for you. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Do it today.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. As got Monday morning here, plenty of stuff going on lot of news for from the Miami Dolphins that we'll get into. Lots of different parts is finally Jacksonville this week, last week of preseason football, and still trying to figure out a lot of parts, and there will be some tough cuts off the way guys have played and trying to figure out this is what happens. Certain positions have a lot more talent than other positions, and a lot of guys have played well. And it's these guys will try to figure out what makes sense on the 53. Probably going to be some guys that go to the practice squad that are going to get picked up. And I still believe the Dolphins will be looking for a couple of guys to upgrade their roster. Yes, I still believe with this roster they put together, they feel there's a way to still get better. You know what? There's one mystery to me today on this team. The O-line actually, they didn't play poorly. Some guys played well. I thought the pass protection overall was really good, and allowed both quarterbacks. I thought going into that thing, I mean, I went in right before the start and said, hey, those quarterbacks got to know what they're working with and understand, man, you don't have a lot of time. Your receivers, you're going to have a chance because you still have good receivers to throw to. And so if you have time, I felt like they'd be able to have some completions. And Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers both had their moments where they were really good. And I saw Quinn Ewers those two touchdowns, and people trying to don't read into it. Nothing's changed. Zach Wilson still number two. Quinn Ewers still number three. That's not changing. I know a lot of you tried it one week, and I don't want to call any of our podcasters out, said Quinn Ewers is going to get cut. And I was like, ooh. Now I appreciate our podcasters. I do. And they're all big fans. But that's a bad take on Quinn Ewers getting cut. Has been since he got here, and he's had a lot of good days of practice. So if nothing else, more than the fact, has nothing to do with just Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. It has to do with Tua and what we went through a year ago, and you learn from what happened a year ago, and you say to yourself, we will never allow that to happen again. If Tua goes down, we are going to have some guys that we think are going to give us a better chance than we had last year with the two guys that we ended up playing with. Hell, you end up going on you had to hit the road to find a couple of guys. So you'll never be in that situation. So unless I'm a real dumbass, we will never carry two quarterbacks on a 53-man roster, ever. Never, ever get caught with that situation again. And if you think there's a chance that Quinn Ewers is going to get picked up, you're definitely not going to put him on a practice squad where he's open to the public. We'll never, ever do that situation. Too smart, will not put yourself in that situation. The cornerback position, you're more than welcome to help me out any way you can on trying to figure out who's good enough in this group and consistent enough and healthy enough. Please help me outside of Storm Duck. Excuse me. Who is clearly out in front of all the other cornerbacks you have right now. We have some guys that have had their moments, but I'll tell you what, Coach Weaver, the defensive coordinator, between health, production, consistency, that's a tough call. That's a tough call. Whether it's a young guy or guys that have been around that haven't been starters in a long time, that have been special teams players, we got a few of those guys. Just when you start to feel good about them, they have a couple of rough practices against starting receivers, and you go, oh boy, ooh, can I work with that? Can I trust that? And the guy I feel terrible for, I thought Ethan Bonner was really coming on. Ethan Bonner was doing everything he was asked. Haven't been talking about him getting smoked. He's been in good coverage. Pulls his hamstring. Fast guys and hamstrings take a while to heal. So I don't know what this means for him, but I thought he was headed to being a starter on the other side of Storm Duck. That's what I thought. Now, not everybody out there is going to agree with me on that. Maybe had Sheffield up there. And Sheffield's just been up and down. He's had his moments, start to do it, and then you go, oh, what just happened? So that's a tough call. That's a tough call when they have the. I'd love to be in one of those meetings. Well, here we go into last preseason game. Let's go from health to production. How do we feel looking forward with our roster at that cornerback position? That's a. Hey man, you try to be fair because they went all in on this group. They went all in, and I had trouble believing that they're going to change their mind because they've said no, we're going to coach them up. These are guys we're going to play. There's going to be some growing pains in there. They're going to get beat, but they're going to learn from it. And so you kind of go through a couple weeks of camps of the highs and lows. You go through Chicago, and then you face their starting receivers in the for the Lions, and you go, oh, okay. That was a big test. That's actually going to be the big test, in my opinion. And Jacksonville's got good receivers. Don't get me wrong. I don't know what's going to happen with their number one receiver, who, by the way, for all that yap about that guy Woody going to play 100-plus plays while he's hurt. He's a little banged up. Okay. So much for playing him. How many plays are you going
to
play him?
Yeah, add him to the list of guys that are getting banged up this preseason.
Yeah, in camp.
Because it has gotten a little bit nutty around the league, hasn't it?
Well, I didn't even know Zach's
our team's been, yeah.
Yeah, so Zach Sealer apparently is banged up. Devon Achan's banged up, and now yeah. Ethan Bonner. And they go, hey, don't read into it too much. Banged up means they're just banged up for camp. If they had to play, they would play. Which, by the way, Zach Sealer will play.
I would think so. But they keep hitting you day to day, week to week.
Yeah, well, I hate that day to day to week to week. And I'm like, okay, Mike really opened up that door. Day to day to week to week.
I hope Achan's ready to go week one because the drop off after him, I think, is pretty significant.
I agree. By the way, nobody arguing with the system and the different gear that he has. But I will tell you, I'm glad you brought that up. This is a mystery one to me. Ollie Gordon's gotten pretty good. Right? Like every time you see him, you go, damn, is he getting more carries out of it? One guy gets hurt. Madison gets hurt. Now he's got his, you know, he gets the chance to get some carries. They didn't run the ball very much. I'm not sure why, but they didn't run the ball very much in the first half, and it wasn't very good when they did try to run it. So they just dropped back, and it looked like, oh, let's get Zach Wilson a bunch of work to me. That looked like that to you. Like, hey, Zach, we're going to let you throw it, man. We got to get you caught up because, again, we don't want to get in a situation we were in last year. That's how I read into the first half. Did you read into it that way? Like, that's the only reason I could figure, like, why are we not running the ball more?
That's a big rehab project, though, that Zach Wilson thing, right? I mean, that's kind of a big deal here. And they have to assume he's going to play at some point. Right. I mean, I know you approach it hoping that your starter can go the whole way, but they got to think Zach Wilson's going to play a role on this.
Yes.
In this thing. Right.
So for that reason, when everybody halftime goes, hey, can you explain why they're not running the ball more? And I go, I'm guessing the game is, hey, we got to get Zach some work. Like, Zach's got to get some things. He's our guy. And we can't take a chance.
He's going to play, man. I mean, you can't have your season fall apart like did last year when he plays.
He had some good play. He had some plays called back, but he missed two throws. Make no mistake about it. He has a deep post pattern to Eskridge, deep post pattern down the middle, little play action. He's got time to step up and throw it. And he got a big arm, and he underthrew it probably 10 yards, would he?
Yeah, and you know, look, they're going against, you know, not going against starters most of the time. So yeah, it's kind of concerning.
And Eskridge is a guy that played for you last year, and he was all those guys were thrown to their top guys who gave them their best chance and plays that have worked, and it just was way underthrown. And then he missed a guy in the end zone who's wide open, breaking to the outside, and I mean, he could have put on the money. Because there was so much space and he threw it out a little bit too much in front. But that was, you know, just a chance to make a couple of throws. And so I guess you come back and I'm hearing everybody, well, maybe next week we need to let Quinn Ewers get, you know, and I go, no. If Zach Wilson's your guy, he needs to play some more football. Keep playing him. And I don't know if Tua, everybody wants to know if Tua going to play a little bit next week.
He doesn't need to. I do think the backups need to keep playing. But, yeah, I think you're right. If Zach Wilson's the guy, which I guess he is at this point, right? Like,
yes.
you need to get him as much work as he can. I think that's important.
Well, he got thrown a lot in the first half. I mean, he threw the ball a lot. He dropped back, and it wasn't just dump-offs, right? He had some different things. There was actually a lot of nice-looking little play action in there to freeze everybody a little bit and buy some time. But, yeah, he'll go home, and he'll have a couple throws and go, damn, I got to make those throws. That's in the red zone. You got a touchdown and then one down the middle of the field. With that big arm, you just got to let it rip, get it out. I don't know if it slipped out of his hand a little bit, but really underthrew it by a lot.
Yeah, I will tell you, it'd be nice to come in here on Friday and talk about they outplayed the Jags in that joint practice, right? Because that is the kind of team that I think will be right around 500, give or take, right?
And yeah, I don't know, man. Every year.
What that team's kind of all about, right? I don't. I think if you look at those, you know, the Dolphins and the Jaguars, I think people probably think they're going to be relatively similar teams, right? That's kind of the perception here.
Yeah. Listen, they're going to have one practice with them and then the game. I'm curious. I have no idea how everybody's going to treat it. I don't know how much the starters are going to play because the starters sat out completely.
Well, it'd be nice week to two. See them sit, to be quite honest, Joe. I don't hear any more guys are week to week going into the season.
Yeah,
how
but
many more guys can you lose?
Yeah, well, so my take is, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm thinking old school, but most of those guys, not Ethan, I mean, pulled a hamstring if he's playing next week, probably wouldn't play. But Sealer and I feel like Achan probably would be back. Listen, you want to get off to a good start. You do everything possible. They got a few weeks, and I they're counting on four of Austin Jackson. They're counting a whole bunch of guys being back for the opener. So that's the thing. By the way, the mystery man I didn't get to, and we got to go to break here. Jalen Wright. So first of all, I feel like every time he carries the ball, he's getting hit in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, you know, he's one.
He
of
was the big one from camp last year, right?
Yeah,
I mean, he was the one everyone was raving about,
and they were pumped about him. Yeah. Like coming out of camp, they're going, all right, this Jalen's going to be the guy, and he's probably one of the five fastest guys on the team. He's a former track guy. He's a former track guy in college. So he can run. I mean, we haven't had a chance to see that breakaway speed like we have on all the other guys we've said are really fast. We've seen like, oh, yeah, we've seen it, 70 yards to the house. We haven't seen it with Jalen Wright. And I can't get a read. I know he's fine. Ollie Gordon's a much bigger guy, first of all, at 225 pounds. But, boy, he just caught the ball nicely. He'd get more confidence. I'm curious when they go to those meetings and they go, anything change this week, guys? And that running back and figuring out who's it going to be, especially now if Achan's not 100%, you're going to be able to run that ball in this heat in week one for sure. All right. Hey, we're super late now. We got to go to break. We've got a lot of stuff. Appreciate you being with us here. Early in the morning, man, a lot of stuff going on. We got the Marlins back in town for a 9-game homestand starting tonight with St. Louis. Got a nice comeback win after a rough road trip, able to keep the brooms in Boston and not get carried away after a nice comeback 5-3 win for them last night. We'll have a lot more stuff coming up here, but first, before we do, I want to take a second this morning to tell you about what I enjoy every day, and that's my South Florida Chevy dealers and my new Tahoe. That 2025 Tahoe is so roomy, so fun to drive. Had everybody for my daughter's birthday in the car last night and hanging out a little bit there. But, boy, I'll tell you what, when it comes to the SUV family, it's your South Florida Chevy dealers. It doesn't have to just be a Tahoe. Of course I talk about the Tahoe because it's so roomy and the Suburbans, but I like the midsize SUVs, like the all-new Equinox and the electric Equinox SUV. Got that convenient driver tech, got an unbelievable look to it, and plenty of space for you and your family. Things that are really important. Let's be honest, man, even if it's a midsize SUV, it sure is nice to be roomy. And I don't know, as you get older, I have great respect for room and being comfortable, man. And that's what you get at your South Florida Chevy dealers. I got 2025 Traverse right underneath that Tahoe. Man, it's my favorite. It is, even though I'm driving a Tahoe. That little brother Traverse is fantastic.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Spacious, comfortable, and not only that, but plenty of room for you and the family and all the cargo you need. Hey, and Silverado trucks, man, you can't go wrong. It's like they've custom made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. If you haven't been your South Florida Chevy dealers and you're starting to look around and you didn't put Chevy on that list, make sure you spend a couple hours. Got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Palm Beach, man, we can hear you, brother, up there too. Chevy dealerships all over South Florida for you to get exactly what you want and get a great deal. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
You know, when you're in preseason games, moving on from practice, particularly in a joint, for two opportunities, I'm very intentional with each player that plays. You know, there's some young guys that need more reps, and then there's position battles that you don't want to have an answer for, that's up in the air in your head. It has to be settled on the field. So there's a lot of things going on. But there were some opportunities for some young guys to, really immerse themselves into the team, utilizing their technique and fundamentals that the upperclassmen have shown them. There's a lot of good spirited effort. That was most important. The guys that played hard, and that's the brand of football we're trying to have.
Mike McDaniel, after the longest road trip in the history of preseason football for the Miami Dolphins, on the road through Chicago, couple of practice there, couple with Detroit, and on the road, I'm guessing those guys glad to be back here in South Florida next couple of weeks before taking off for that opener against the Colts on the road. And so we got a lot of stuff to cover. By the way, you know, it would be really nice to see this week, Woody. Darren Waller is a great tease. Big, tall, looks like in great shape. Like, at some point, I know they want to work him in slowly. This has got to be just about time, isn't it? Like, okay. We got this week. So if you're playing, maybe get a little soreness out, and then next week you practice, or the following week, you practice and you get ready but you got to get out there and go full speed at some point. I know he's been doing some side work and stuff, but man, it's a little bit different when you put your uniform on and get out there. I gotta believe. I know they wanted to work him in slowly because he'd been out of football. But if you're counting on this guy to be your pass receiving tight end, at some point, you got to get out there and go against some other people and go full speed and cut inside and outside and move your body and go down low and go up high and see how close you are to the guy that we remember.
I feel like I heard this stuff like a year ago. You were talking about
Odell.
Yeah. You want me to run that back?
No, I don't.
Talk about him getting on the field and getting reps. And,
yeah. Well, if he's on.
Well, it is getting a little late in the process, right?
He hadn't played, and we're going to work him in slowly.
This was their experiment,
and
right?
We're on the downside here now. Like, all right, we had a couple weeks of practice. We got through these two road games and all the work. They got a ton of work on the road with Chicago and Detroit. But, like, now we're back home. We all see him 6'6", whatever he is on the side. And again, he looks great. I mean,
by the way, this needs to just work out to some extent, right? Like, you let John walk. 'Cause you didn't want to pay him.
Yeah. But that was,
I know, but completely this different needs to work out to some extent. That this was your backup plan.
100% finances on that one. Nobody ever said that.
But this was your backup plan, right? So you, this needs to, I mean, at least you need to see the field.
So the other question will be, is, are you all in on this guy? Or does Connor, who had a couple catches in the game, is he going to be part of this thing? Because I don't know if you keep both guys doing the same things. Not sure if you're going to do that. So this whole thing coming together. And by the way, part of it is who's healthy. And if you're not healthy, when are you going to be back? Because are you IR hurt? Are you hurt for a week? You think you can be back for the Patriots game at home if you're not, you know, ready to go? And by the way, every team's going through this right now. Every team's trying to figure this thing out. And by the way, how much of that game did you watch the other day? Did you watch a little bit, or how much did we put you through?
You talking about the Dolphins?
Yeah.
I watched it. I listened to you guys a little bit too. It's very difficult to watch, man. I mean, it gets to be low level play towards the second half of these games.
They were just, look at the source group in that game had to be the officials from bending over and picking up flags.
I mean, essentially, Joe, that's a step up from like the offseason football leagues, right? You get into the second half of some of these games. That's essentially the level of talent that you're seeing.
I think it's obviously
a little better.
Yeah. I mean, if you're 90 up, it maybe a couple of steps up from the offseason.
Yeah, a couple NFL. Of steps up.
Okay. But 22 penalties, 3 penalties picked up, and the measurements that were done for the first downs, the IHawk system, which, by the way, you're a big technology head guy.
I heard your commentary on it. Yes, I heard.
So you want everybody, oh, yeah, hey, man, we use it. We got this technology. Let's do it. And then you're like, what has taken so long?
Well, I've never been a big fan of the chains, especially when they put the senior citizen out there to hold the thing.
Well, you're just not down on senior citizens. No, your dad ought to punch you in the face anyway.
A player, you know, goes rolling into these guys and they, you know, have to bring the card out. These guys keep taking hits on the side.
What do you mean they keep? Well, how often does that happen?
How many times did we see that last year?
It happens a couple of times, but
it's sad when that happens, man.
All I'm asking is if you're going to put this system in place.
But they got to work on it, too. It's preseason.
Well, they said it was all set up.
Well, they're working
should
on it.
As soon as that guy puts the mark down, he should be looking up going, New York, what do you have for us?
We're working on it.
Here's the mark. There. It's done. Here's the chip. What do we got? All right, first down by a – what was it? Both of them were close. I mean, it was first down by a half of football. But come on, man. Everything we can cut to save a minute or minute and a half, I'm all for, because it seems like during the game, you got a game going, and now you got to go through that to see if it – you know, team's driving or you think you got to stop, and now all of a sudden you got to spend 2 minutes to figure it out. Come on. We're better than that. League's better now. I'm sure they'll take care of it, and it will be better. And you're right. They're probably getting this thing worked out. And also, when's the last time you saw 3 penalty flags picked up? Like, all right, it wasn't holding on the backside. I thought I saw the guy goes, no, it's clean. Pick it up. So we did. We saw a little bit of everything during that game. But I don't wish 22 penalties, and a lot of them were Detroit. Just don't – guys not lining up right, guys covering, not covering each other up that we're supposed to. You know, these fundamental things have been, like, you know, around forever.
Hey, lucky you. You get to call another 4 quarters of that on Saturday. So.
That's all right. Hey, it's a lot easier at home.
Ought to be good.
No. It's a lot easier at home.
Yeah, you don't have to
on a Saturday night versus, worrying about catching planes, man. I have great respect for that team plane. Great respect for the team plane. I'm a big team playing guy. Boy, I tell you what, there is nothing like doing it the way the Dolphins do it, man. It is absolutely first class. So Zach Wilson, Quinn Ewers, we got more on that coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour. And anybody out there has any ideas on the cornerback? If you were the position coach or the coordinator, and listen, man, I'm all for what they're talking about. Hey, we're going to develop our own guys and play them. We have now been together for basically a month of camp. What do you, right? About a month. We're about a month into this thing. And Storm Duck, congratulations, man. You have moved out way ahead of everybody else, but through injury, and now Ethan Bonner's got a hamstring. Production, consistency. How are you feeling about all these guys? We'll talk more about all that stuff coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour. Also talk about the quarterback situation and some other stuff, including a couple of guys that really got after it in the game here on over the weekend. Right now, I want to talk to you about hurricane season. Yo, you see them, man. They're starting to form out there and rolling around and hoping. Hey, look, we're all the same. Please stay away from South Florida, all right? Turn left, turn right. Just stay away. Because they all seem to start right at us here in South Florida. Hey, hurricane season is always, you start worrying, and then you're going, man, what did I do enough for my house? Oh, man, I was going to wait another year on those impact windows and doors, and that roof is a little leaky. I can't really afford the wind and the rain. Oh, man, that could do it, but maybe I'll get lucky for one more year. Stop it. Protect your home right now with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Old leaky roof? Replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm when Loctite is there ready to answer all your questions and get started with you. LoctiteImpact.com. That's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Now, their professional staff will be in. They can answer all your questions and get you started. They cover all of South Florida. Remember, next time you're thinking about it, get them involved. Protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.